fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
God bless all of those who are serving, have served, and will serve in the future. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk on this Veterans Day, 11-11-2020. I'm so glad you're here today. And it's hard to say Happy Veterans Day, but I know that's our greeting. Because we want happiness. We want joy. And let's change that thought of, well, how can you be happy? We're recognizing when men and women have died in service for this country. And I think that we should be happy. We should be joyous in their sacrifice. How much they loved this country, how much they loved spreading the democracy around the world, that they were willing to lay down their lives. Now, it's indisputable that there will always be arguments about if those wars were necessary. But that's another subject. That's another topic for another day. Today is the day to honor, to respect, and it's sad. Oh, first off, Sam, thank you. Bless you as well. Thank you so much. But it's sad because I'm feeling that from veterans everywhere right now about the personal thoughts of what they've fought and sacrificed for, to see with their own eyes what is happening right now. So I go through just a few things, but first off, I want to give you the poll question. I have to shake my head. 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, where we will be, by the way, tomorrow. doing the show live at Nissan of Carson City for our support. It's not really our, you know, turkey drive. It's Fish's annual event that we just love coming in and supporting because the people are absolutely awesome and the things they do. So we'll be there. But here's the question. Do you plan on adhering to Governor Sisolak's new stay-at-home order? And of course, Mayor Sheehy jumping on that bandwagon, too. If things don't get better, she's going to have to put her foot down and stricter controls. Well, I can tell you for me personally, no. I have no intentions whatsoever of listening to that man or that woman when it has to do with anything about COVID-19. They're playing the Democrat playbook right down the center line. They're running for those goalposts. And since I have a brain that I can think for myself and I can do critical thinking, that I can look at the statistics from around the world, that I can listen to the doctors and know that even if I do get this virus, that there's a 99% chance of survival. I've gotten viruses before. I had the Russian flu when I was a kid. Oh my gosh. Miserable. Miserable. I've had flus. I've had bacterial infections. I've had things where I couldn't talk. I couldn't walk. I couldn't laugh. I couldn't even sit up in bed. That is not going to stop me from going out and living my life to the fullest. But that's my opinion. That's my life. You make your choices. 991fmtalk.com. Do you plan on adhering to Governor Sisolak's new stay-at-home order? Yesterday's poll question, should President Trump concede the election? Ah, God bless you. 95% of those participating in the poll said no. Because you see what's going on. You see what's going on. And it is just incredible. I think back to I love my life. I don't regret anything. I wouldn't change anything because if I did, I wouldn't be here at this moment with you. Now, who knows? Maybe I still would have ended up, but they say fate's fate. But had I joined the military, I'm the daughter of a proud Marine, the grandnephew, maybe in another lifetime, the grandniece of a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. And the stories. There was nothing more incredible to me than sitting and looking at pictures and listening to my Uncle Fred talk about World War II. The bombing expeditions. We have to remember the past. We don't have to live in it, but we have to remember it and we have to learn from it. And the only way to do that is to actually talk and get the knowledge from our servicemen and women. Those who actually served. Not those that reported on it, not those that wrote books about it. Those are just opinions. You want to talk to the men and women who were actually there. The horrors they saw. Why we shouldn't be in wars. Why the politicians are playing games with our military. How higher ups in the military, the ones who don't put their lives on the line, who wear all the stripes and who wear all the stars and the insignias, the ones who were promoted through education. I want to hear from the men and the women actually on the field, talking to the people, sharing the experiences, how, you know, the people of Iran loved us. It was the governments that hated us, the governments who were suppressing the people of their country. But then again, how did those governments get in place? Were those governments overthrown with tactics that personally are being used here in this country right now? How do you think that that makes veterans feel, knowing that everything that they fought for, they may have to fight for just in their own country? Just a thought. A lot of thoughts today. A lot of numbers still being bounced around for a man who is no longer president-elect. We have a long way to go, and we have to be patient, and let's take a day to forget about all that and just celebrate the men and women who have sacrificed. There's a virtual Veterans Day going on for veterans here in Northern Nevada. You know what? In Reno, I couldn't care less about it because it's a video that features Governor Sisolak, Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy. I just, you know what? I couldn't care less to hear what those two have to say. Now, it would be nice to hear from Nevada National Guard Adjutant General, Major General Andre Berry, but you know what? I would rather focus on people that truly deserve honoring, and you honor them no matter what. Even when there's a farce of an overhyped non-plandemic out there. Non-pandemic. So we'll focus on the rurals today that actually go out and no matter what is going on around them, still honors our military men and women. I hope you do too. Bow your head, take your hat off. Just for a moment. Think about family members. Think about friends. Think about neighbors who answered that call. Not just the ones that have passed, but the ones who are serving, have served, and even those who will serve in the future. We owe them everything. We owe them our freedom. And we'll be back to express some more of that freedom right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
I don't know if you listen to my husband. don't know if you want more Monica in your life. It is the Monica J Show, your show, live and local FM talk, and that's exactly what we do. So let's get to our talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Walter this morning. Walter, thank you so much for calling into the program and getting through, because we got to reboot our entire phone system. So maybe we don't have Walter. Do we have Walter, Mr. Producer Man? I'm going to take that as a no. So let's go back to Let's go back to the poll question. And that is, do you plan on adhering to the governor's new stay-at-home order? Sheevy jumping on this bandwagon as well? Again? It's about the election. That's what it's about, is this election. And you see how it plays into it now. Okay, so now do we have Walter on the line? Okay. Walter wants to talk about vets this morning on this Veterans Day. And Walter, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. I wanted to respond or address the opening statement you made this morning concerning veterans. Okay? Are you
yes,
there?
Yes, please. Yep. Just listening to you.
Okay. I'm a Vietnam veteran, made 13 parachute jumps over there, master parachutist. I wore a beret, so enough of that. But to all of, or to several of my former comrades around the nation, what I sent to them, the message was, good morning. Hope your Veterans Day is awesome. You earned the recognition. Thank you.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, it was not have a happy whatever. That's like people don't understand having a happy and you deserve recognition.
That is the perfect way to put it, Walter.
Thank you. Just wanted the audience to know that people are out here and they appreciate what you're doing, Monica. That's all I have for you.
Thank you, Walter. I appreciate your service and this. Bless you for calling in and being a part of the show today. That's what we do. We recognize, we honor. And I think one of the honorees that I love talking about, of course, is Matthew Axelson. But there are more men and women out there who give the ultimate sacrifice, who have not come back from these conflicts, as some like to call it, as the media spin it. That's why you need to talk to the veterans themselves. So Greg is on the line, talk and text at 884-9910, wants to talk about the stay-at-home order. And of course, recognize our veterans today. Hi, Greg. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning. Well, I want to talk about a little of both. I saw Sisolak's speech last night. It's going to be difficult to stay at home. I'm trying to do it a little bit, but I'm not going to shelter my life. But I am going to wear a mask. And with Veterans Day this year, I have a very dear friend who is 98 years old, who was a World War II veteran. He served on the crew that loaded the bombs on the Enola Gay.
Oh, wow.
Helped keep this country free. Yeah. And I see people not wearing masks, which is a small thing to ask, I believe. But I see them saying Happy Veterans Day, and then I'm thinking, but you're willing to expose someone to this virus, possibly, who is a 98-year-old veteran. And he doesn't get out much. He doesn't get out unless he has to. You know, I know this is a pain for everyone, and I don't care who you voted for. My son is a nurse at Renown. He works in the trauma room. He's exposed to this every day, putting his life on the line. And I just think it's a small thing to ask people to wear these masks for the next 2 weeks. See what happens. I mean, if nothing changes, nothing changes. But we just need to get over this. We need to get back as a country. We need to come together. And I don't know. Right now, I'm grateful for all of our veterans, but I hope that people are taking this seriously. And you know, I know people die from the flu, and I know they have different things that they die from, but this is more serious than the flu. And I don't watch the news. I listen to my son because he works in the field, and he gets his information from John Hopkins. And anyway, I just kind of went on a rant there, but that's just how I feel
about
okay,
it. That's okay, Greg. That's okay. I want people, I want people to rant. I want you to get your feelings out there. And hopefully we can agree to disagree, because John Hopkins University is, you know, they are founded and paid for by the Rockefellers. And this is bigger than all of us. This is worldwide of the reset that they are trying to do to take over right now. So, you know, God bless your son for doing what he's doing on the front lines. And we always want to protect our first responders, and that's everybody in the hospitals as well. But, you know, when doctors and epidemiologists and worldwide people are coming through, and that information is being blocked, when it is being censored, by all means, we protect the most vulnerable. And for all of our veterans out there, they are precious to us, especially we're losing constantly. We're losing our World War II veterans, our Vietnam veterans, from what they were tortured with Agent Orange and the things that are coming up from the past. But, you know, there will be numbers of veterans out there who say, forget all of the masks and stuff. I didn't fight for our freedoms for us to be locked down with something like that. So protect the vulnerable, wear a mask if you want, but know the facts. So Greg, I'm glad. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and you know, my son has said that before too. And I think it's funny. He says, you know what? I wear a mask in the gym, to work. He said at school, and he said, I almost feel like if you don't want to wear a mask, you know, that's fine. He said, this will be God's way of sorting everybody out. He said, we'll just lose a ton of people. But you know, if you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. He said, but I'm going to wear a mask, and people around me are going to wear a mask. And so I know it's a matter of personal choice. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but anyway, I just want to thank you for your show. I do listen to it. And a nice thing, you did say something the other day, which made me laugh, when you said, you know, this is a talk show. And I was glad that you said that, because people have different opinions, and it's okay to voice those opinions. That's what makes this country great.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. No censorship here. Greg, thank you so much for your call. And you have an awesome, awesome Veterans Day today. All right. We'll be back right after this Fox News update with more of your comments, if you would like. 884-9910. Talk and text, or email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. We'll be back right after this.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
99.1 FM Talk, and as Greg so pointed out, it is a talk show, your live and local FM talk show. So if you are a business, or you provide a service that, you know, will help veterans, please, whether you're an advertiser with us or not, if you have something for veterans today, even if it's a free cup of coffee, please give us a call. We'd love to help you promote it today. Okay. So if you have something for veterans today, big discounts or free meals or free whatever, free services, please call us at 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines, because he is as controversial as I am at times with his opinions. So let's check in with Mon this morning. Mon wants to talk about masks. Hey, Mon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good today, because I like focusing on veterans.
You want that? I want to talk about these masks, because somebody's lying about these masks.
Yeah.
Okay, can I read something? I've got a box here in front of me that has a warning label about on a mask box. Can I read this warning label word for word here. It's about three sentences long.
Please go ahead.
Okay, warning. This product is an ear loop mask. The product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19. I'm reading this word for word. Or other viruses or contaminants. Wearing an ear loop mask does not reduce the risk of contracting any disease or infection. User is solely responsible for the selection of appropriate personal protective equipment for the setting and application. Change immediately if contaminated. Made of soft material, general purpose use only, latex-free 50 masks. Now, one other piece of evidence, and I'll let you speak here in a minute. I've got a report here in front of me. This is from October 13th, 2020. Reads, title, CDC, Center for Disease Control, admits 85% of COVID-infected always, quote, always, end quote, or, quote, often, end quote, wore mask, referencing a CDC report from July 2020. Can I read some sentences from this report word for word, or why don't you make a comment?
No, I want you to read it word for word.
Okay, here's word for word. Quote, in the 14 days before the illness onset, 71% of case patients and 74% of control participants reported always using cloth face coverings or other face masks when in public. End of quote, the report states, 14% of the surveyed said they wore face coverings, quote, often, end of quote, which means 85% of case patients regularly don masks. On the other side of the mask-wearing spectrum, only 4% said they, quote, rarely, end of quote, or, quote, never, end of quote, wore them. The study published in September of 2020, confirms many reports released over the past few months showing wearing a face mask is ineffective at preventing COVID-19 infection and could even increase one's chances of contracting the illness. Now, it also represents here, U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams told Americans to, quote, stop buying masks, quote, in a tweet released February 29th of this year, quote, they are not effective in preventing general public from catching coronavirus, end of quote, the nation's top public health official explained. I mean, this goes on and on. You know, If you're going to believe some deadbeat politician, lying government official out there, they lie to you all the time. Why would you believe anything any of these people have to say that are deadbeat government officials in regards to this COVID-19, these masks, these lockdowns? They have been so wrong ever since. You know, when this thing first started in February or March of this year, I said to myself, you know, this doesn't make much sense, wearing a face mask. We're told we're going to wear a face mask over our mouth to protect from a virus. That sounded fishy to me. I said, well, if you're going to wear a face mask over your mouth to protect you from virus, you should also wear a mask over your eyes because the virus can penetrate through your eyes. Now, if you wear a face mask over your eyes, then that means you can't drive a car. So for all you people that want to wear face masks out there, what I'd like you to do is just stay home. And what I'd like you to do is just leave me the HELL alone because this is the biggest scam. These masks are nothing more than your certificate of compliance, okay? They're a certificate of compliance to the state, and the state is full of lying people that lie to you all the time. Why would you believe anything that these people have to say? Okay, go ahead.
Mon, I just have to say thank you. You know, people are getting just used to me saying it, and they're getting tired of me saying it. And that's the point is, you know, I went out and I was someplace yesterday and I looked into the car next to me and there was the surgical mask hanging from their rearview mirror. You know, how clean does that have to be? So it just shows me that that person is reusing that mask over and over. People aren't washing masks. They don't understand that, you know, we are creating more germs for ourselves than those masks are preventing. So, Mon, thank you so much for your free education that you just gave everybody now, and appreciate your time. Let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910, and check in with Dr. Kelly this morning. Kelly, what is your, are you a true doctor, or what is your profession?
You're talking to me?
Oh, no. Who's this? Is this Kelly?
No, this is David in Reno.
Oh, well, hi, David in Reno. We'll talk to you instead. What's up?
Let me get pulled over. Well, first, I've talked a couple times over the few months here, but as a Christian, I can see what's going on in this world. I can see the new world order being set up and what's coming down. But what I want, can you stay over here? I had to pull over here. But what I want to just give a warning to all my fellow legislators, all those people out there passing these laws, when the patriots finally get tired of this stuff, and there's going to be some point it's going to break off, and I don't know when, I pray in the name of Jesus that they don't fight BLM, they don't go after Antifa, they don't fight each other, because that's what they want us to do.
Exactly.
I pray people hide as deep as they can in the darkest hole underneath every rock, because when the patriots get pissed off and they start coming to all these legislatures and capitals and refuse to do all this stuff, they're going to take control of this country by force if they don't stop what they're doing. They don't realize what they're doing. These veterans you were speaking of today are going to stand up against this. They're not going to put up with it. They're going to stand against all this tyranny that's coming against us, because it ain't going to happen. We're going to fight till the death, and they have to understand. I don't care if Hillary Sheeby starts putting fines in. If somebody tries to give me a fine, I'm going to fight, and I'm going to go to jail. When I get out, we're going to have problems when I get out, because I am not going to put up with it. I'm not putting up with this tyranny and the stuff coming against me. It's not going to happen. And I don't care if Sisolak or anybody comes against me. I'm going to fight to the death over this thing, because as a Christian, I know what's coming. And I am not going to put up with this mask-wearing crap and all the stuff from Sisolak. They can take and stick it where the sun don't shine. And all you idiots out there wearing these things, good luck, because you're going to cause civil war in this country, and it's coming, and coming hard and soon. Get over it, because it's here.
David, I'll be right there behind you. Actually, you know what? I'll be right there beside you. Not behind you, beside you. Thank you so much for calling in with that. And thank you for pulling over, too. I don't want anybody on the show who's driving or anything like that. Let's check in with Richard this morning. Hi, Richard. What are your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, good morning, Monica. I'm going to keep the ball rolling here. First thing I want to say is thank you to all the veterans. This is your day. So I want to give you personal experience 2 days ago at a doctor's office, because I don't wear a mask. I refuse to wear a mask. And I'm going to tell you, I got treated like I had leprosy. I walked in the door and told them, no, no, no. They literally threw the paperwork at me, told me, go sit out in your car. What kind of car do you have? Where are you parked? We'll come and get you. The doctor came out a few minutes later. I had the paperwork, had all the forms filled out, brought me in the back door, Monica, like, honestly, like I had leprosy. Now, this particular appointment I had, they move you from office to office for different procedures and evaluations. I'm not going to tell you what it was. Mm-hmm. They sat me in one room here. The doctor, of course, had his mask on, but in every instance where someone in the office had to ask me a question or participate in the evaluation, stood out in the hall, literally, again, here, give this to the doctor, give it to him. And I mean, the overall experiences, I was furious. And I have to tell you, the doctor was great. He looked at me and he said, calm down. They don't understand. This is what they were taught. They're being indoctrinated. I mean, we got 100 years of research on the masks, that masks don't work. We see it opening in Europe, where they had these severe lockdowns. Australia, 111 days these people were under martial law. And now they open it up, and what happens? The virus comes back. And you can't control this. And they have the population believing that somehow Trump did this. Somehow Trump could have stopped this. Somehow Biden is going to. The lockdowns are worse. The lockdowns are what's keeping this alive. And I do believe, just like everybody that you've been talking to, This is government control. Now, who's going to benefit? Where are the dollars going? To Fauci and Bill Gates? If this pandemic, which it is not, according to the CDC in June, under direct congressional testimony, Fauci agreed with the World Health Organization that the numbers weren't there, that this is not a pandemic. It wasn't even an epidemic. More than likely, it's nothing more than a very severe virus. You had to search for this. It is on the CDC website. I encourage people, you're going to have to look for it. You're going to have to search, but it is there. They don't want the information out that this is not a death sentence. And they've got these young kids and people on bicycles, little kids. What they're doing to these little kids, to me, is child abuse. Their bodies are forming. We already see the dentist coming out, and they're saying that the periodontal disease, the it's affecting their teeth. It's going into their stomachs. This is going to be huge in another 5-10 years when these people grow. Come on. I mean, this is like a Clockwork Orange. I'm screaming, America, wake the hell up.
Yeah. Richard, thank you so much for doing your wake-up call. I canceled my dentist appointment because I walked in and they wanted to take my temperature for my forehead. And I said, no, take it on my wrist. Take it behind my ear. I don't want that thing shot at my forehead. And they said no. So I walked out.
Yeah.
You have to do what you have to do to get businesses to understand you're not going to use their services and so on and so forth, because this is part of the reset. I mean, when it comes out in Time magazine, Richard, you'd think that more people would start waking up to the fact, and they're not. So we've got it covered. Well, you and I will continue on, but for the rest, they're just going
to be at the rally Saturday. I missed you Saturday. I thought you were going to be down in Carson City, and I didn't get to see you.
Bet your sweet, you know what? I'm going to be there on Saturday. This last Saturday, I had something I had to do. So this Saturday, I've canceled all my plans, and I will be there, and I'll see you there.
I'll say good morning. You bet.
All right. Thank you, Richard. Wes and Bruce, please hang on the line. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with your calls and more of your texts right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, honoring veterans on their day today. I hope they have an absolutely awesome day. Virginia City is still doing it upright. They're having a parade. It's not really a parade. It's more of a cruise. They're going to be holding a cruise down Main Street today in Virginia City. It's starting at about 5 minutes from now. So if you're not already up there, you're probably going to miss it, but it's going to be on C Street. So we thank them for still physically getting out and honoring our veterans, not just doing these virtual things that it's not the same. It is not the same. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Bruce this morning. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for calling the program.
Well, howdy, Monica. How are you
well,
doing
howdy,
today?
Bruce. Let me also say, Bruce, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for being an American worth fighting for, Monica.
Wow. Thank you. Bruce, what's on your mind? I got Wes hanging on the line, too.
Just real quick, Monica, I wanted to say mask garbage that's going on. What's going to happen when people start contracting bacterial pneumonia? I mean, you're going to die from that a lot quicker than you're going to die from this COVID-19 stuff. I have a standard response when people ask me why I'm not wearing a mask. I ask them, why are you wearing one? Is it for your safety and others? If so, are you also carrying a gun? Because, I mean, hey, if you're concerned about my safety and I'm concerned about yours, wouldn't that, you know, just be reasonable? Anyway,
and Bruce,
the
media isn't reporting it, Bruce, but bacterial deaths from bacterial infections are already skyrocketing. So it's already out there. Nobody's talking about it. That's the even bigger problem. Bruce, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for fighting for everybody's freedom, because you have to understand the indoctrination that has gone so far into people's lives. And as I was talking to Greg earlier, you know, his son being a nurse and listening to John Hopkins, all of the medical, the hospitals, the institutions of education, you know, they listen to John Hopkins University, yes. And who founded John Hopkins? Okay. This isn't something that is just popping up and coming to fruition. This is a worldwide reset using a bogus virus that they were hoping was going to be a lot stronger and people were going to be a lot weaker. But boy, did they learn the hard way that we weren't going to go down that easily. Same things with the Democrats and this vote. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3.